For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Governor Matt Bevin's special legislative session on pensions is underway, and Democrats think he's tied the legislature's hands. Also, Kentucky lawmakers are responding to President Trump's inflammatory tweets. Gene West from member station WFPL talked to Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
So, finally, it's happening, the special session. What's going on with it?
Yeah. So they met for the first time this morning. Governor Matt Bevin called lawmakers to Frankfurt so they can try and deal with this massive spike in pension costs for regional universities and other agencies like health departments and rape crisis centers. Those agencies say they might have to cut services or even close if they have to pay those increased costs. So they're trying to pass a bill that would keep that from happening.
Okay. So what is this controversy about what lawmakers are allowed to consider during this session?
Yeah. So in Bevin's official proclamation calling the special session, he basically said that lawmakers are only allowed to consider his pension proposal. House Democratic leader Rocky Adkins said that Bevin shouldn't be allowed to do that, saying it was a violation of legislative independence.
He has the ability to dictate the subject, but he does not have the authority or the power to write legislation as well.
But there is some precedent for it. Republican leaders pointed out that in 2008, then-Governor Steve Beshear called a special session and actually attached a 179-page bill to his proclamation calling the session, and that's all lawmakers were allowed to consider.
Is there enough support, though, for what Bevin wants to pass?
Republicans say there is. Now, there's still some controversy over how many votes it would take to pass the bill. Democrats say it would need a 3/5 majority, but Republicans say it'll just take a simple majority. I should also mention that Democrats have their own version of the pension bill, and it will get a hearing. The state government committee chair, Jerry Miller, said that he would hear all the bills that had been sponsored so far, but it's unlikely that Democratic bill would make it very far, especially because it doesn't really fall within the parameters that Bevin laid out for the session.
Okay, so the campaign trail, Matt Bevin, Andy Beshear had a debate.
They did. They were talking to the Farm Bureau, and first of all, they were really trying to tout their rural roots. Beshear was talking about how his family, really his dad's family, hails from Western Kentucky in Dawson Springs, and Bevin talking about how he grew up on a farm in New Hampshire. Other than that, we saw some of the first face-to-face fighting going down during the campaign. Bevin went after Beshear's dad, former Governor Steve Beshear.
The previous Beshear that you mentioned left this state and me as governor saddled with $6 billion. In deferred maintenance on bridges alone.
And Beshear went after Bevin for some of his inflammatory remarks.
We will treat those that disagree with us with the respect that they deserve. No one will ever be locked out of the Capitol. Our teachers will be treated with respect, and I will treat my lieutenant governor like a full partner.
All right. Also in the news, Donald Trump's tweets talking about a group of congressmen telling them to go back where they came from. And Kentucky lawmakers responded.
Yeah, it's pretty much been the same party line split we've seen in Washington. Mitch McConnell refused to condemn the tweets as racist, saying that political rhetoric has gotten too hot on both sides of the aisle. Kentucky's lone Democratic Congressman John Yarmuth came out calling Trump a racist and saying that he was exploiting racist hate. Andy Beshear said the tweets were ugly but wouldn't call them racist. Then Bevin had a kind of odd move in response to Beshear. On WHAS, he said Beshear was refusing to call Trump a racist, and that shows that he's weak.
But he doesn't have the stones to actually state that he thinks them to be racist.
For his own part, Bevin defended Trump, saying he knows him personally and he's absolutely not a racist.
How much more time do we have until the election?
Oh, just a few months. Coming up in November.
All right. We've been talking with Kentucky Public Radio reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.